Lawyers, accountants, and teachers were just some of the many that assembled to create the massive choir inside of the Meyerson Symphony Center. Jonathan Pallant is the choir's conductor, and he's the man behind the evening. He's gathered this choir of nearly 700 and a handful of speakers and professional singers to help heal Dallas.
I think that our world has just been topsy-turvy lately. We've seen so much violence and so much hatred and so much bigotry that tonight is all about bringing people together in song.
Arnez Ivy is a man who sings in the Dallas Street Choir.
I just come to, serve my voice, my spirit, and to help lift up Dallas. So I might be homeless, but I love helping other people out.
Volunteer EMS worker Sharon Preck has several friends who are police officers, and she sympathizes with the family members of the five police officers who were killed, and that's why she came out to sing.
It was such a blessing to see the entire community coming together. Completely overshadows the acts of a few.
Erica Cole, who lives in East Dallas, has been overwhelmed with grief, and she said that she needed to heal. She hoped that music could help her, but she still had her doubts.
I walked in grieving, and I left feeling like a cloud had lifted. I just feel so American, so proud tonight.
Cole's husband, Randall Cole, was also touched by the poets Thomas Brown, Alejandro Perez Jr., and Will Ritchie.
They said that we're a town that can carry Black Lives Matter signs and then set them down and praise the Dallas police. So I thought that was very touching.
Freddie Crawford of Richardson questions whether a concert can really change race relations, but he's not counting it out.
I don't know if things are going to change from this really quick, but definitely I think it's a gleam of hope at the end of the tunnel.
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.